just north of Waniwok, a stone memorial marks the birthplace of Belle Case La Follette.
She was born there in 1859, lived there till she was going on 3 years old, and then the family moved to the Baribeau-Sauk County area.
At 16, Belle Case entered the University of Wisconsin, where she met her future husband, Bob La Follette, who would come to be known as Fighting Bob, the insurgent progressive governor and Wisconsin senator. Belle La Follette became the first woman to graduate from the UW Law School and served as Fighting Bob's chief advisor while raising four children.
She was the mother of a governor of Wisconsin, their son, Philip, and their son, Robert La Follette Jr., was a senator.
During the Great Depression, Governor Philip La Follette opened an office of rural electrification and appointed Orland Loomis, an attorney from Mauston, to help farmers in northern and western Wisconsin get electricity.
It turned out he was the right man in the right job.
Loomis, nicknamed Spike, grew up in a politically active family. He recalled hearing loud arguments between his grandfather, a conservative county sheriff, and his grandmother, a staunch backer of the progressive reforms of Fighting Bob La Follette. Loomis sided with his grandmother, and after law school and service in World War I, he began to build a political career. Elected to the state assembly as a progressive Republican, and 2 years later to the state senate, Loomis believed that expanding the use of electricity was key to Wisconsin's progress.
He also believed, as many other progressives did at the time, that local government should own the power plant in town. And therefore, you extend service to everyone. That's that democratic ideal. One of the results of his work is that to this day in Wisconsin, we have a number of municipally owned electrical power utilities. They tend to be in smaller cities, but there's about 80 of them altogether. And they really owe their existence in many ways to the legal work that Loomis did in the legislature.
When Governor La Follette tapped Loomis to organize electric co-ops in Wisconsin, there was a huge gap in the standard of living between people in the city and those living on a farm.
And one of the chief dividers in terms of living standards was, of course, whether you had electricity or not. You don't have a flush toilet because you need electricity to run a well. Your kids who go to the run room school don't have electric lighting to learn their 3 hours by. And those are maybe, you would say, lifestyle things. But there's also an economic argument here. Electricity on the farm means that you have a well, which means you don't have to pump water to water your cattle. You can then take care of your animals better, and you maybe can add more of them. You also can invest in a number of labor-saving devices that were available yet in those days. Electric-powered milkers were available then, if you had electricity to use them.
Loomis organized cooperatives around the state that could take advantage of federal loans to sink the poles, string the wires, and install the transformers needed to electrify the countryside.
In essence, the cooperatives did the work that the power companies didn't want to do. All they had to do was then just plug in their power plants to this distribution system and, of course, collect the money. So in many ways, the development of this rural electrification was positive for just about everybody involved. As a result of Spike's work here, by 1940, thousands of farmers who did not have electricity now had it.
Still politically ambitious, Loomis joined the recently formed Wisconsin Progressive Party and won election as Attorney General.
He always seems to be a politician who acts on principle. Now, it's hard to say that, you know, really about any politician, but it seems to be that kind of man, that he worked for what he believed in. 1940, La Follette chooses not to run for governor, and Spike is his logical heir. And in 1942, of course, that's when Spike wins.
This does not mean, however, that I intend to sever my relationships with my home or with my friends in this vicinity. I shall always consider Boston as my home.
Well, I'm afraid the ending, of course, is not happy, as we know that in between the election and the inauguration, Loomis dies. And his story then becomes one of the great what-ifs of Wisconsin history. Here's a man you could say, he did something good for the people of Wisconsin. At the time Spike dies, there is a young man growing up in Elroy, Wisconsin. And he becomes the other governor from Juneau County, Tommy Thompson.